California doctors sue state over new medical misinformation law. Attorneys for two doctors have filed a federal lawsuit against the Medical Board of California and State Attorney General Rob Bonta over a freshly signed law that aims to punish physicians for spreading misinformation or disinformation related to COVID-19. The complaint, filed on behalf of Dr. Jeff Bark and Dr. Mark McDonald in the Central California U.S. District Court on October 4th, just days after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 2098 into law, asks the court to declare the new law unconstitutional and seeks a preliminary injunction to prevent it from being enforced. The statute defines misinformation as false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus contrary to the standard of care, and disinformation as misinformation that is deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. In his signing message, Newsom said he was concerned similar laws could have a chilling effect on doctors, but was confident AB 2098 is narrow enough to apply only to those egregious instances where physicians are acting with malicious intent or clearly deviating from the required standards of care. Bark, a primary care physician, and McDonald, a psychiatrist, allege the recently enacted law violates their rights to free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. They allege the law, which allows the medical board to punish doctors for unprofessional conduct if they don't comply with what the state deems to be scientific consensus, chills the protected speech of medical professionals on the basis of viewpoint. It also intrudes into the privacy of the doctor-patient relationship and replaces the medical judgment of licensed professionals for that of the government, according to the complaint. The lawsuit names as defendants Bonta and the entire medical board, including Christina Lawson, president, Randy Hawkins, vice president, and Lori Rose Lubiano, secretary. Scientific consensus constantly changing. Daniel Suhr of Liberty Justice Center, lead attorney in the case, told the Epoch Times AB 2098 is unconstitutional and un-American. While the law says doctors can't provide patients with medical advice contrary to scientific consensus about COVID-19, the last 2 years have shown the so-called scientific consensus is constantly changing and evolving, Suhr said. And in fact, it's only because we allow doctors and scientists the freedom to challenge the scientific consensus that we end up learning new things about how to treat the disease better and actually deliver better results for patients, he said. Suhr said the Constitution allows the American people to determine what they believe is true, and only in a free and open marketplace of ideas can people see and understand their options. When the government comes in and says, "We're going to have one official truth," or "We're going to ordain one scientific consensus," that is fundamentally contradictory to 200 years of American history, he said. There's something very Orwellian about it, for sure. Laws such as AB 2098 seem to be part of a massive censorship campaign across the United States that doesn't bode well for democracy, said Suhr. "We started with this whole concept of misinformation specific to COVID, and now we see it in healthcare related to gender transition surgeries. We see it in climate change. We see it in election results," he said. "Our government is claiming the right to define truth and then censor and suppress any view." Carlos Villatoro, a spokesperson for the medical board, said the agency does not comment on pending litigation, and Attorney General Rob Bonta's office said on October 4th it had not yet been served. Could cause harm to patients. Dr. Bark, who is based in Orange County, told the Epoch Times the idea of the state compelling doctors to align their speech with the government narrative is dangerous. "I'm primarily involved because I think it's important to protect patients' rights, because if a patient feels that a physician is being muzzled to speak their truth and give their opinion, it's going to have a chilling effect and potentially could cause harm to patients," he said. "The bottom line is to protect patients." Bark disagrees with the notion there is scientific consensus on COVID-19 in the first place. "Science is not consensus. It's the opposite. It's challenging consensus," he said. "The only way you get scientific consensus is when you silence people that have a differing opinion, which is what's happening now." So there may be this perception that there's some level of consensus, but there isn't. For example, Denmark has recommended against COVID-19 boosters for any healthy person under age 50, while the US is recommending that children as young as 6 months old be vaccinated, Bark said. So if I speak out against vaccinating a healthy 6-month-old, or somebody who's pregnant, or a teenager who's otherwise healthy, I'm going against some made-up scientific consensus. And technically at that point, the medical board could disapprove and accuse me of unprofessional conduct, he said. Not long ago, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other healthcare agencies had recommended asymptomatic people be tested for COVID-19, but now it doesn't, he said. During the statewide lockdowns, people were not allowed to attend school, sporting events, or theaters, based on the idea of asymptomatic spread. Well, that was the premise upon which all these draconian measures were based, he said. So technically, if I'd spoken out a few months ago and said I don't think asymptomatic spread is really important and we shouldn't be testing people that don't have symptoms, I'd be in violation of this law, because I would be speaking out against the established medical scientific consensus, whatever that is. With California already facing a shortage of primary care doctors, Bark expects more physicians will leave the state and create a heavier unnecessary burden on physicians and patients. AB 2098 is a bad law. It's unconstitutional, anti-American, and it puts patients at risk, he said. I think it will be struck down in the court.